Great people are usually very humble. They are honest about themselves and about others. There is a story about Winston Churchill during World War II. When people began to lose faith that they would win, and one man broke through the security detail of Winston Churchill and said, "Sir, you are a fool. You are dumb." Winston Churchill had this man arrested. And the next day, in Parliament, one of the parliamentarians got up and said, "Mr. Churchill, why did you arrest this man for simply voicing his opinion?" And Winston Churchill replied humbly, "I didn't arrest him for voicing his opinion. I arrest him for revealing a state secret." So also the saints used to say, humility, not humiliation, but humility, the ability to see yourself as you truly are, is that golden thread that holds all the other virtues together. In today's little story about the person who tempts Jesus, and in Greek, the word temptation is exactly the same word used of the devil when the devil tempts Jesus in the wilderness. This man was not seeking the truth. He was seeking an excuse for himself and for his own deficiencies. Children do this, and adults do this when we begin to compare ourselves to other people. At least I'm not as bad as that person. Or when we say, "Well, look at that person, that means I'm okay." The saints used to say, even if the whole planet does the wrong thing, I will keep on doing the right thing. Each one of us should have a certain spiritual stubbornness that never compare yourself to another person. Set your goal of who you should be: an honest person, a dignified person, a respectful person who has a certain sensitivity in their hearts for other people, and go towards that goal. Never use other people as an excuse for you to miss your mark, to say, "Well, if my neighbor is not good enough, if that person or the other person is not good enough, if those in authority are not good, then it's okay if I stop shooting high, aiming for the great person I should be." Never, never let go of your goal and use other people's deficiencies as a reason for you to stop striving. Because long after those people are gone far from your life, you will be left with yourself. And I often repeat, no one is masterful enough to hide themselves from themselves, nor will we ever be quick enough to run away from ourselves. So unlike the person in today's parable, don't look to others as an excuse, but look to yourself as perhaps an example to others, and as a person who maintains their goals of becoming a good human being, because that will be the best gift to everyone you will ever meet. And those people are your neighbors, and you should become a better neighbor each day to them. Slava Isusu Christu!